Und wir begrüßen Dan Wilcox, Artist, Engineer and Musician. And yeah, I'm happy to have him here, and we will see what nice apps he has developed and how they look like.
Thank you. So, I'm happy to see there's more than five people here, not including the crew. With the morning slot, who knows what's going to happen. Okay, let's see if I don't swallow this too much. So. Boom, boom, boom. All right, 10 o'clock, on the nose. So this talk is called Speed Pitch and Shadow Play, two open source mobile device apps for bicycles. My name is Dan Wilcox. I am an artist, engineer, musician, performer, sometimes astronaut, wannabe. And when I'm not doing that, I'm working at the ZKM Hertz Lab. So I spend a good amount of time in this room, actually. Okay, so this is not, these apps are not made yesterday. This is actually goes back to the summer of 2021, sort of at the tail end of Corona, the summer of my silly apps. And the apps are, again, Speed Pitch and Shadow Play. So before we go into that, what do we mean by apps? Well, in the descriptions in the App Store, I write that these are not actually useful apps. These are media art mobile device apps for bicycles. Can be used in other vehicles, but primarily for bicycles, and used very efficiently with Bluetooth speakers. So they're both developed as part of funded public art exhibitions. They are free on the App Store. They're completely open source on GitHub. And they're localized in English and German. Okay, so Speed Pitch, 10 minutes. So it's an augmented sonic reality experiment that alters music playback speed based on your actual GPS ground speed. Sounds really simple and stupid, and it is. Concept. So I will not admit to having this idea myself, but going back to old sort of crank-activated, analog-activated music sound, you've got the organ grinder with this monkey, and very much this crank is interesting in its own. But a very sort of analog. If you slow down, then the music will slow down and stop. And that kind of matches right over to the concept of riding a bicycle. Now, playing digital music with an sort of like an analog mechanism like this is not something that I came up with. It reminds me of in 2006 at Ars Electronica, I saw a guy with an organ grinder project, and it was playing MP3s, and you would put a USB stick in, and he could, and then it would slow down, and then you would have to crank it again. So I basically stole that idea, and it matches directly into the motion of bicycles, where you're speeding up, you're slowing down, you're never really going at a constant speed, at least around town. So I really got around to making initial sketch for this, 2016-2017, as a pure data patch, which is it's an open source computer music environment where you patch little boxes together to make sound and some multimedia aspects as well. I have an open source app also on the iOS App Store that allows you to run these pure data patches on your Apple mobile devices called PD Party. So I made a sketch, threw it on the phone, and tried it out. And I'll show you a little of the concept video, although I didn't have a nice motion capture rig, so the running part is kind of shaky, so I'm going to move through that. That's why I didn't make the video big, because it becomes a little, yeah, too much. I'll jump ahead, actually. So, this is the concept.
Kehren mein Zutausch, ich mach Zucker ein, die Welse mir am liebsten wär, da geb ich gleich den Zucker her. Und küsste sie mich zärtlich dann, bis sie mein Bein nicht mehr war.
Okay, so that was the concept. How about we see some actual videos? So, I don't have a ton of videos from this, but I do have the videos that I had to give to the Apple App Store so they knew what the hell it was. It's just always a fun process. It's also not something I can demonstrate on the stage. GPS. Though this is more of the experience view. Especially when they have a lot of people. All right, so 3 minutes for implementation. 2 minutes, actually, I can do it. So it's written in Swift, and it just uses AV Foundation. So I basically re-implemented it as its own native app. Probably someone asked, why not Android? Because, I don't know, I started developing for iOS first, and I never got around to Android. And what do you want me to use some framework? Screw that. Hardware. So you need a bicycle. Your mobile device, smartphone mount, Bluetooth loudspeaker, scratch that, a giant party box is more fun. Let's do that, right? Okay, so how does the playback and speed go together? Well, it's just basically taking, turning on GPS, putting it at its fastest update frequency, and grabbing the navigation speed. And that's pretty much it. Just mapping that to the relative playback speed, that's the quote-unquote pitch. And I basically really liked how the interpolation worked with how I did it in Pure Data, so I re-implemented a couple of the algorithms coming from Pure Data because I can look at the source code. So it worked basically exactly the same natively in Swift. It's quantizable, so you can match the speed in steps. So if you want to have multiple people moving together as a pack, you can much more easily match the sounds, the playback frequency. You get a nice little waveform graph if you want. All right, speed limit is important. So that's adjustable on the fly. That's basically setting your normal playback speed position. So if I know I'm going to travel about, on average, 20 kilometers an hour, I can set that to be my one-by-play-by speed. When I go slower, I get slower in playback, and then go faster, I get faster playback. And I have some button for ranges on the top. So foot, bike, car, jet, rocket. Haven't used the rocket yet. The jet works pretty well on an airplane. So, yeah, foot works relatively well too, but of course the update frequency with you walking or running is not as quick as faster vehicles. All right, playlist. This is the important part. This I tried to make as easy as possible so you can just throw your own music into it. You can grab stuff from the Files app, so you can navigate directly to the MP3 files or whatever, or you can go into your music app and say, I want to play these things that are already in my library, and you build a playlist. You can reorder it and then play through it. And you got media controls, and you know what is the current song. And you can also loop it, which is really useful for very short sounds. So one of my favorite ones is the Jetson flying car sound. That works really well. So you just get this. That works super well. Right, and this is open source on my GitHub. My handle is Danomatica, and it's /speedpitch. This is also linked on my website. And you can download it for free. And the reviews are, what reviews I have are kind of either like it or don't know what it is. And this was developed for Nix Viraus, part when summer. It was a exhibition here in Karlsruhe, sort of get outside because Corona is maybe going away. And yeah, it was shown in the exhibition space. I did a performance at the opening night, workshops, to people to try it out. And the performance out in the street, I really annoyed a couple people because they didn't know why these crazy sounds are going up and down outside their window when they were trying to watch the Europa Weltmeister show. And at the closing, I rode with Critical Mass with a giant party box, and that was pretty good. And went back a few more times. I wasn't able to go yesterday because I had to prepare some stuff. Yeah, I can recommend party boxes. And yeah, so those are the supporters. Okay, good. 9 minutes, 10 minutes. Shadowplay, this is the second app. It is an exploration of the architecture and light in outdoor spaces through sound. So kind of two similar apps made about the same time, so I was actually able to reuse, copy and paste a lot of the code to get the second app up and running. Concept. So this is a street near where I live, and I really always like this particular layout of the shadows. So this is at, 4 o'clock? This is the same street, not from the same perspective, but the same street at 10. And literally the shadows shift from one side to the other. And you get this really interesting serrated outline. So I thought maybe that's an interesting play area for something. Don't know. So, okay. So I thought, let's map that out and maybe work at this idea of the music box. But instead of thinking about the crank mechanism, thinking about where the tines are to play back something. And then, of course, strapping a party box onto a bicycle that maybe people can hear from outside. And maybe looking for interesting streets in Karlsruhe that have interesting shadow patterns, mapping them out, such as these. These are all in or near Karlsruhe. At certain times of the day, also, that's very important. So that's the idea, is to go out and explore the town in a much different way. So video again. Nope, that's the wrong one. So this is the actual recording. This is not a fake one. So you can use the top camera. Some of the scenes are more subtle than others, like this one. Okay, so how is this made? Pretty much same idea, different audio setup. So this is using libpd, which is the open source Pure Data core, as the audio engine. So running Pure Data patches as the scene format. So same deal, bicycle, mobile device, smartphone mount, Bluetooth loudspeaker, if you want other people to hear it. Okay, so how does it work? So the other one used speed mapped to sound, and this is using brightness. Originally, I thought I would have to build like an Arduino-based device, which would then send MIDI to the iOS device. And in the end, I realized it was way easier if you just use the camera and just basically read the EXIF data per frame, and that gives you a brightness. And that gives you a brightness standard range, and just work with those numbers. And that actually worked really well. And it also means that everyone can pretty much just use it with the phone they have. They don't need some special extra device, which was important to me. So it's like the simplest thing. It's like just read the, I don't do anything with the camera data. Just read the EXIF. That's why your screen basically shows nothing. It's just the brightness value. So it's flashing dark or white and transitioning between. And because the focus is on the interplay between light and shadow, not about what you see. I didn't want it to look like the camera app. So the important part is, though, you've got to calibrate your range. So when in the calibration mode, you press the start button, and then you basically just show it the brightest thing and the darkest thing, and it sets the range within the overall EXIF range. So it's really easy to sort of get where your light and dark is, and then you can go out. And calibration, once it's done, you're good. And you have some scenes. Scenes are basically just Pure Data patches and resources, which are basically run. It receives the brightness value and then makes the sound. And I commissioned a couple friends of mine because I really like really nice drone-y piece. It's actually not from me. That's from Damien Stewart, because he makes lots of nice grainy drone-y pieces. So I'm pretty happy with that. This is also all on GitHub. It's, again, Danomatica/ShadowPlay. And also on the iOS App Store. ShadowPlay as a name is used, but somehow, so through some trickery, multiple apps exist with the same name, but it's easy to find, especially with my icon. So I think the actual bundle name I have is ShadowPlay-KA. Okay, demo, no time for that right now. And this was made for Seasons of Media Arts Connected Future, which was the sort of media art festival we have sometimes here around town, Karlsruhe 2021 in September. And that was presented as self-guided tours. So there were signs set up in a couple of the chosen streets saying, come back at this time, install this app. Not that anyone did, you know, that's the problem with app-based art like this. But the ZKM staff also did guided bike tours, and they would have like iPads, and they had the stuff so that people could hear without having to do anything. Just bring your bike, follow them. And there were QR codes so people could find the info. And that was supported by the Karlsruhe UNESCO City of Media Arts. And 2 minutes too early. Cool. So if anyone is interested, I can do a demo outside. I think we have a break after this talk. Yeah. Yeah, don't need a ton of time. If you're interested in the projects, you can find them on my website. They are confusingly separated into the art part and just the app part. So code/app name and projects/app name. And you can check me out at danomatica.com. Okay.
Thanks a lot, Dan. I'm not sure because I did not have a look at behind me, but my face was smiling when I was hearing this speed pitch things. That was really cool. And also the sound, I'm not sure if you're willing to repeat that for us, but I also like this.
I'll do it outside. The
Futurama sound, you know, from the speeder. So that's really a cool thing, and would motivate me at least to go more on the bicycle. Are there any questions in the room? Oh, there's one. 1 second.
You said to calibrate it, you need to show it the darkest and the lightest thing. Mm-hmm. Is with the lightest meant a white wall or shining into a light bulb?
The number two. Actually, I can show you. Let's see. Why am I blanking? It's called QuickTime, right? Yeah. All right, let's see. Oh, I forgot. There's a way to show this. Anyway, I can show it to you after. Basically, the idea is you want to show it the brightest thing, not the whitest or lightest thing. So literally, like, unless you're going to look at the sun, it's better to, for instance, I have a shadow on the ground here, and I have the part that has the light. I want to show it the light and then the shadow, but not everything, because then my range will be too wide, and then my control value. Basically, what it is that range, it spits out normalized 0 to 1. That's basically it. So it's super simple in that regard.
Anybody else with some questions? Or who would like to port this to Android? I think you're welcome.
It's all there. And I mean, that's actually how the ecosystem works. So Pure Data, the PD party part, is my implementation of someone who did the same idea for Android. And then I thought it was a good idea, and because I would use it a lot. So then I did my version for iOS. And, you know, you don't have to do everything. And I think one person chasing two development environments when it's not their main job, you can't do it, in my opinion. So I just chose one. And I did iOS because the audio worked much better earlier on. Although in some aspects it's caught up now. So I'm not anti-Android.
Okay, then. Thanks for the talk.